Here are the four leadership limiting beliefs that are holding you back from earning your next $25,000 plus promotion. You are ready to advance to the next level in your leadership, but the lack of support and not progressing forward is frustrating. If you're not advancing in your career and you're not making the salary that you're capable of, I have the four beliefs that you'll need to overcome to make sure you're advancing as a leader. At times in my leadership career, I have struggled to advance, but I'm going to show you how I overcame it and ultimately gained multiple $25,000 plus promotions throughout my leadership career. I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. I help leaders just like you earn $25,000 plus promotions in 6 months through authentic and purpose-driven leadership. To make sure you're on the right path to earning your next life-changing promotion, download my free PDF guide. This provides you a checklist to make sure you're on that right path to earning your next life-changing promotion. So don't waste any time. Download that free PDF today. The link is in the notes and in my bio. Regardless of your experience or rank as a leader, you are susceptible to these limiting beliefs that could be holding you back. So let's get right into these limiting beliefs. We'll identify what they are and then give you strategies to overcome these limiting beliefs so you can keep advancing your career. Number one is perfectionism. The limiting belief that comes up with perfectionism is the thought that I need to be perfect to lead effectively. This belief can stem from feelings of inadequacy and fear of failure, and the misconception that leaders must be perfect to be able to successfully lead others. Living into this belief leads to micromanagement and burnout of leaders. It holds you back from taking necessary risk in the business. I confess to you that I am a recovering perfectionist. I have struggled with perfectionism throughout my career. For me, it was a lot of internal pressure that I put on myself to not make mistakes so that I could lead by example, because I believed what I achieved was attached to my worth as a person. This is not true, and it's very dangerous. I did ultimately struggle with burnout in my career, and a lot of it was based on this limiting belief that I needed to be perfect as a leader. It turns out this is very common, and the leaders who I work with now often have this limiting belief come up. And it also triggers feelings of imposter syndrome as well. So here are some of the warning signs, the impacts, and what you can do different. Perfectionist leaders might work excessively long hours. This might stem from believing that they need to work more to create flawless results. Like I mentioned before, this can lead to burnout, but it also creates unrealistic expectations for your team if you operate under this, which potentially fosters an environment of overwork and toxicity. If you're working excessively long hours, take the time to reflect on what you're working on. Why are you working on it so much? Are you trying to make it perfect? Or is there another way to finish the task, whether through delegation or feedback from others? Perfectionism can result in indecisiveness as well. This can slow down progress of the team and projects, ultimately leading to frustrations on your team and throughout your organization. The unrealistic expectations that you might be unconsciously setting through your perfectionism can have a very negative impact on your team. If you're overly critical, you might pass this down to your team as well. They might become overly critical. This can create disappointment across your team and ultimately could foster anxiety and fear of failure among your team. Perfectionist leaders might avoid taking risks. This can stifle your innovation, but your team's innovation as well, and can prevent your team from making progress and meeting goals. Instead of focusing on the progress and the achievements that you've made, you might automatically be critical for what you've achieved or what you haven't achieved. Instead of looking for perfection, look for progress. Celebrate where you were to where you are now. Perfectionist leaders are reluctant to acknowledge their successes. If you're dismissing the success of yourself or your team, this can be damaging to the culture. Instead of celebrating the successes and what you've achieved, focusing on what you haven't achieved or the ideal state is a very limiting belief that has negative impact on you and it flows down your team as well. Instead of focusing on the ideal state or what perfection looks like, focus on the progress that you and your team have made. Don't measure where you're at to the ideal state. Measure from where you started to where you're at now. This will create a culture of progress over perfection. The second limiting belief is around fear of failure. This belief might show up as thinking, mistakes will lead to failure, which will ultimately ruin my reputation and career. This fear can hold leaders back from trying new things and taking risks. This is something I see in my clients all the time. No matter what status they've promoted to, getting to the next level triggers fear of failure. Imposter syndrome pops up dramatically, and there's so many limiting beliefs that holds leaders back from even trying to advance to the next level. Fear of failure shows up in paralysis analysis. The fear of making the wrong decision creates so much anxiety that no decisions are made. Instead of taking a risk and learning from what happens, you spend all your time analyzing what's the perfect decision to make. This significantly slows down progress and can have a negative impact on meeting goals and how your team performs. Fear of failure could result in over-controlling leadership styles. We'll talk more about this one later. Fear of failure might lead to only working on short-term goals. Leaders who have fear of failure will struggle to create visions of the future and only focus on the short term because it's more controllable. While small goals add up to larger goals and you want to celebrate the wins in the short term, not having a vision into the future will stagnate your leadership growth and your ability to lead dynamic teams that perform well. Fear of failure is often connected to perfectionism that we talked about earlier. The fear that you have and the inaction that you have as a leader cascades down across your team as well. If you're showing your team that leadership is about inaction and not taking risk and only waiting for perfection, your team will start performing this way too, and it will damage innovation and creativity. The third limiting belief area is controlling leadership. This is a limiting belief that comes from thinking that you need to be control in order to be respected. The need to have control can lead to rigid thought processes and making you resistant to change. Leaders who are over-controlling will struggle to adapt to change and might be unable to empower their teams. Over-controlling ultimately leads to ineffectiveness because it limits your team's ability to be innovative and creative. They feel like they need to stay in a box that you've created for them. A big indicator of over-controlling is micromanaging as a leader. Being over-critical of your team's work and looking at every detail of things they do is a red flag of micromanaging. Lack of autonomy on your team leads to frustration and burnout in a toxic environment. You must make sure you're not stifling your team's ability to be creative and be innovative. Instead of looking at every detail of what your team is doing, let them do the work. If mistakes are made or they need help, they'll ask you. That's what you're there for as a leader, is to provide feedback and guidance, not to tell them how to do every single step of their job. I challenge you to take pause and think about when and how you're micromanaging your team. I just want to say this is normal at some degree, especially as leaders rise through the ranks and the responsibilities shift from operations to strategy. It's very normal to struggle with micromanaging because you're the expert in the field. Instead of doing the work and being the expert, now you're moving past that and you're relieving that responsibility to your team. Now you're giving feedback and you're focused on strategy of the business. Get feedback from your team. Ask them if this is happening or when you need to step back or when you need to step in more. I think you'll gain a lot of insights just going to your team and asking directly. When do they need space? When do they need more help? Other warning signs of micromanagement could be reluctance to delegate and overemphasis on procedures. A major part of your job as a leader is developing the people that work for you. And that means delegating some of the work. Sometimes that means letting go of rigid procedures. Let your team use their creativity and try new things. You'll find that their creativity and innovation will result in higher performance. Micromanagement leads to reduced collaboration. People don't want to work with someone who tells them exactly how to do each step and is overcritical of their work. People want to be creative. They want to feel like their opinions and their ideas are having an impact on the team and the outcomes of the business. If you micromanage their work, they will feel disconnected from it. This leads to increased stress and increased turnover. The fourth area of limiting beliefs comes from resistance to change. This limiting belief can sound something like asking for help or showing vulnerability as a leader is a sign of weakness. This belief can keep you in the mindset that the current way you're doing things that have worked in the past are the only way forward. It makes you rigid and unable to accept changes. This can prevent you from adopting new trends, new technologies, new ways of doing work, which can also impact your team's ability to do this as well. Leaders who believe they must appear strong and capable at all times are less likely to listen to feedback and admit mistakes. This can create a culture of fear and can keep your people from wanting to learn and develop and grow more. Clinging to the status quo is a big red flag. If you only work on the methods and processes that have worked in the past, you will ultimately damage your ability to lead and perform at a high level. If you're dismissing new ideas and you commonly say, this is how we're doing it because this is still works and we've always done that this way, that's a big red flag and can create a division between you and your colleagues. Being unable to accept new ideas and try new things is going to have a negative impact on your team's willingness to bring new ideas to the table. If your team cannot express criticism and share their own ideas, this creates a toxic environment that stifles their growth and their development. Something that I noticed in my leadership when it comes to reluctance to change is overemphasis on past successes. At a point in my career, I realized that I kept talking about things that happened in the past. This past project, this past goal, this new initiative that we did 2 years ago. That is actually a red flag that you're not innovating and you're not creative and embracing change. Instead of thinking all the things happened in the past and doing those things the same way in the present, think about what you could achieve in the future and stretching yourself with new ideas, new strategies, and new approaches. Once I made the conscious decision to limit the way I spoke about past successes and focus on what I could accomplish in the present and the future, that opened up my eyes and allowed me to create more innovation and promote creativity on my team. Instead of being content with what we accomplished, my team was hungry to accomplish the next big thing and do it in different ways if needed. Without leaning into change and challenging your team to do more, your employees might feel undervalued. Instead of being excited about work and sharing their creativity, they might feel that they're just being underutilized and they're not going to be engaged. Resistance to change can also show up in lack of development opportunities. If you feel content in your role or you're not pushing your team to achieve more, you're probably not as likely to give training and development strategies and support to yourself and your team. If you're not preparing yourself and becoming a stronger leader and developing your team, you will not be prepared for future innovation and challenges that come along. You must be consistently working on your development, but also helping your team develop new skills and strengthen collaboration as well. Without this focus, innovation and change will be difficult for you and your team. Those are the four main limiting beliefs that could be holding you back in your leadership journey. One, perfectionism. Focus on progress instead of perfection. Celebrate the small wins and take risk. Two, fear of failure. Embrace the mistakes that happen to you and your team. These are learning opportunities where you can grow and develop yourself and your team. Number three, controlling leadership. Instead of falling into micromanaging routines, help develop your team by delegating tasks that they can learn and grow from. And then challenge your team to be creative and innovative. Number four, resistance to change. Break free of the status quo and make sure you're leaning into new technologies, new ideas, and new ways of thinking. This will unlock growth and development opportunities for you and your team. If you're ready to earn your next $25,000 plus promotion in the next 6 months, make sure you download my free checklist. Clients that I work with are able to achieve life-changing promotions within 6 months. So if you're ready to advance and get a life-changing promotion, make sure you're focused on identifying these limiting beliefs and then working through them. I'm Philip Hill, Leadership Coach. Take care.